like really excited for this game.
I am too.
All right. This is Rhiannon.
I'm Tamara.
Team Money Money.
How goes it?
This is downhill fast.
So sorry. I mean, it's downhill fast already.
Great, till you forgot the name of goddamn podcast.
I just got so excited.
I'm sure. Yes. Yeah. Any updates?
Updates. So I'll start with a sad update.
In the arms of an angel.
So I returned Bo to the... Bo Hamilton Longfellow to the rescue where I got him from. It was twofold. One, the energy level of him did not match my energy level, and I had drastically overestimated my competencies with the work a puppy takes. And then the second one is I was under the impression of his shots were up to date, and then they weren't. And so he was basically looking at like 2 months from I got him before he could do doggy daycare. Yeah. And there's nothing less fun than a four-month-old pup sitting in a crate while you're at work. And I felt super guilty about it. Yeah. So best choice for him, best choice for me.
And there's an adopter lined up, and we're not giving up on dogs.
Yes.
And we might foster, or we might go older, and Bo is fine.
He's so good.
He's so good, and he's an amazing dog.
Yeah.
And we're just happy that everybody is going to be happy in the end.
Yeah, I think you texted me this morning saying that he was going to a fly fisherman runner who would
duck hunt,
give him the best life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
He's not a high-risk dog. He's a puppy that's cuter than God knows what.
Cuter.
And he's a good dog, and he's got those eyes. And so he's going to go quick.
Yes.
So, and you know what? You're going to rescue an older dog, which is going to be super fulfilling.
Yes.
I'm not going to let you get out of life without a goddamn dog.
It's
I already have him picked up, and I showed full restraint today by not showing it to you till this evening.
Yeah. Yes. And I appreciate the research you've gone in.
Yeah.
I trust your screening process. I look forward to applicants.
Yes.
And
you're going to get them whether you want them or not.
it's happening. It'll
like,
happen.
I waited the one day nice period, and now it's going to be like, Tamara, here we go. Actually,
no.
I didn't even wait a full day.
No, and I think, there's things I've learned about myself in the process.
And like, that's important.
Hiking. I like hiking.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I was as self-conscious with hiking. I was past hiking by a couple carrying a baby. And then I realized, maybe I hiked slower than I initially had thought. And that really did lead me to question some of the things I believed about my...
Oh, that's not good.
No. I mean, we were doing a lot of smelling. There was a lot of things.
You're talking
meander.
To the world's worst runner. Like,
I ran with you.
I am a bad
runner.
I'm a bad runner by all running standards. But I like it. It's something I can do on my lunch. It, you know, and stuff like that. I don't run as much anymore. But, you know, I was never a good runner. But if I constantly compared myself to somebody else,
true.
You set yourself up for failure.
True. I think there has to be some benchmark, though, of if it takes me 45 minutes to go a mile...
No.
They're concerned. You don't think so.
I don't think there's
no speed of average walking. Today, I did do some running, and that felt good.
Yeah.
And did some intervals. I worked my way up to day two of couch to 5K.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm actually supposed to do not each day multiple times. I think I did day one about 7 times before I transitioned to day two. I hadn't even looked at day 3.
Actually, that's common. I don't think that's what the app wants you to do, but I did that when I did Couch to 5K.
That makes me feel better.
You know, I look back on those times where it was like, I was doing 30 on, 30 off, and, you know, at the end of a mile, I was like, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, running that 30 on, 30 off, thinking there's no way I could ever run straight, you know, for, you know, 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden, you're running straight for 15 minutes. Progress at your own speed. And I would tell you, I had a knee injury and an ankle injury. The knee injury was falling. The ankle injury was running. And so running is, like, touted as this great exercise. If you're a slow runner like me, you don't want to necessarily slow grind for 7 miles.
Right.
So that's where the interval comes in. Mm. It's easier on your body, and you actually run a faster mile by doing intervals as opposed to slow grinding it because it just adds more stress.
And I also love erging. I was on the rowing team. I want to try and teach you how to erg. I think that would be fun.
It's not for sissies. I make fun of it, but I think that's a hard thing.
It is one of my favorite statistics that I tell people when I tell people I'm running and or that I did rowing in college. And they're like, rowing? And I'm like, if you take the lactic acid out of an Olympic rower after a regatta or a race and you put it into any other Olympic athlete, it would murder them.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is this thing happens. I don't know, maybe if you've experienced this running, but a thing happens when you're erging. I never have run aggressively to experience this running, but erging, you kind of get this tunnel vision, which is like the black edges are kind of like fogging out, and it's your body trying to stop you from killing itself with too much lactic acid in your body, and it makes you pass out.
Oh, I've never had that.
Oh, yeah, no. I've kind of experienced it, and then I was like, and I'm out, and like, time to take a breather, gonna get myself some water, call it a day. But we were erging, we were doing a 2K piece, which is like a sprint race, and it takes like 6.5, 7 minutes. You know, to do it. So it's not a long grind, like a 6K or a longer race, but the 2K, we're sprinting it out. And there was a woman, one of our coaches was doing the piece with us, and she passes out.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God. And like, I go to stop erging, and my coaches are like, keep rowing. And I was like, I don't know about this. So they go over to her, they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, checking for her, like, level of consciousness. She, I swear to God, comes to, yells, go Cougs, fist pumps, passes back out. Everyone in the room PR'd. Every single person PR'd. We were like, let's go! And just like,
that's awesome.
And it was my first year, so like, you don't really know how to like pace yourself. Yeah. So you just dead sprint to the end, and we all PR'd. Yeah. And they ended up calling an ambulance, and she went, had to get some oxygen, and had to get checked out. She was fine. She was fine. But yeah, so your body builds up lactic acid, and because you're using such big muscles,
right?
You know, all your back, lats, like your whole body is forced to do work. And it's the most work I've ever done sitting down going backwards.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you what, I'll erg if you go and do stand up paddleboard with me. I'm on the skateboard.
In a heartbeat.
So land paddle, because it's going to give you the same vibe as erging. Just not as hard.
Oh, I was like, it feels like completely different exercise.
Because no,
one is standing. Yes, I understand it's wrong, but I was like, well, one standing, one sitting. I was like, it's different.
Actually, erg is going to be harder, but you got
to
do it.
Love to.
And I hate gyms, so I will do that for you, because I'm pretty sure I will. I don't like working out in gyms.
I feel like I'm such a fair weather working out person. If I didn't work out at the gym, I would literally work out from like April to September.
No, I ran in 6-degree weather before.
Do you have a mask? Can you breathe okay? What happens?
Okay, so at that time I was fine. I have asthma, so my body's less like, oh, let's do this.
Yeah, it's less fun.
So, but yeah, at that point it was fine. And yeah, and my ears hurt like a motherfucker.
Why did your ears hurt?
When you get the pin needles in your ears because you're running and it's cold, your ear at 6-degree weather.
I think you're learning things about me that I've never done that.
Oh, well, you're going to have to give it a go.
Yeah, most of the running things that we would do for rowing, like one of our coaches thought it'd be fun to row, to sign us up for a Division I cross-country meet. Just for fun cross training.
No.
Our entire varsity got signed up. We went across and entered into it.
What's the shortest cross country length in that meet?
I actually don't even know how far I ran. 3, 4, 5 miles?
That would be a really short cross country race.
I couldn't even tell you how far I ran. I just was running because I didn't want to be last. I finished 48th in that race.
Oh.
I think out of 52 people. And I was...
One person sprained their ankle.
Fist pumping. I mean, somebody might have passed out for all I know, and I was lapping that.
Somebody asshole. Tore a hammy, the other one. That's awesome.
But one of my teammates actually, I think, won the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
She had been, she had done cross country and went to nationals out of Alaska.
Cool.
Her parents were coaches at a University of Anchorage. Anywho, so she was a runner. So she was like, this is so fun. And I was like, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I hate all of you. And we lined up, you know, we're 6'9", 5'9", 6', 6'2", against these cross country bitches. I was like, get out of here. And we didn't have like a running uniform because when we row, we wear a, like
they're
a
the onesie. Yeah.
They're the onesie. Yeah, they're unis. And so we made tie-dye shirts and then numbered ourselves with the order we thought we'd finish. I got like stuck with like 51. They were pretty convinced I was pretty towards the bottom. They were not wrong. But yeah, and literally one of my friends started the race. She went early, just to fuck with people, did a cartwheel into a somersault.
Oh my God.
I think she got disqualified. But she didn't want to run, so she wasn't mad about it. Man, our coach chewed into her. Anywho, so yeah, so we did that cross country run. We also ran the grade, so 6 miles uphill, but that was in March. That was a fun spring break thing we do.
Oh, that's fun.
You run that for time. So the coach...
The Lewiston grade?
No. God, no. The one by Wawia.
Well, why? That is actually the Lewiston grade in and of itself. I have ran that.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
It's the old grade.
But our coach would drive by and just yell out, "Your last, Crux," or like whatever it was. And I'd just be like, "Fuck you." Like, no, I wouldn't, but I would want to in my mind. I was huffing and puffing.
Have you been up the old gravel road? Were you running up the old gravel road?
No.
Oh,
we're just on the
so
paved.
So when we do the 100K,
yeah.
You do paved, and then you break off onto the gravel road.
No.
And I'm not a strong runner, but I was the one that took one for the team and did that 7 miles.
God,
up.
Such a martyr. I would just be like,
I forget what the grade is, like a 7% grade.
Something like that.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'll do it. I'll just interval through it. And so I'm like running at it. But you know what's worse than yelling at your coach at your last, Crux? Is running by your team as they're drinking beer, cheering on, and you just want to motherfucking die. Like, John would be like, "Hi guys, we're running." And I'm like,
I would fight someone.
And they're sitting there drinking beer. I'm like, God damn it.
No, but I literally, we would not like really run outside between like October to March. We basically didn't have to run outside. We'd row outside, like, in
it's
February.
Even colder.
Yeah, the first time I got thrown in the river, I got an ejection crab.
What is that?
So you can catch crabs in rowing, which basically means, like, your oar gets stuck, and if you catch a really bad one, you get flipped headfirst out of the boat.
See, I was going a different direction.
You went a further south way. It's different. So I got flipped into the river in February, and tried to water for about 10 minutes, and got some, that was one of the times I've gotten hypothermia. We had the trainer there. I got checked out.
Yeah.
It was mostly fine. I also got a concussion because I got hit in the head with an oar because they tell you to stay down as long as you can because there's oars.
Yeah.
But it's cold and you don't want to. You want to breathe. So you kind of instinctively come to surface. It's very counterintuitive.
So you got hit in the head
with an oar.
Somebody else's oar.
Yes. It was our stroke seat. So literally the last person that could have hit me.
Sorry, Tamara.
Yeah.
Did they stop?
That boat did. But because we were racing the varsity, this was my freshman year. We were on the novice team, which is like that learn to row and like
the ones that get thrown out of the boat.
Yeah. They're like, "Get the hell out of here." And so the coaches had left those people, and then they wondered why we were taking so long. So then they came back.
Oh.
Because they hadn't taught us how to get back in the boat.
You're just like, and everything just and it worked for once.
Yeah.
What was that Titanic movie?
I mean, they're like, "Hold on." I was like, "I'll never let go." And like,
Jack could have fit on the fucking bar.
I have never felt stronger about something in my life. Erging in a gym, we should do it.
I'll do it. You're doing land paddling.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
We should pick a day next week. Well, maybe not right now on the podcast, but like, you know, later.
Yeah, we'll look at our schedules. After people talk to me, we'll get it worked out.
If there's a day that I have people, I don't know if I'm living my best life or I've just gotten real aggressively lazy. Mom, keep my schedule. Because that's what it would be. She's, you know, retired. She
could do
has
it.
Time.
Yeah, she could. She could.
She would murder me for saying that. I would never make my mother keep my schedule.
Actually, I think if I have a vacation home someday, I would have my mom keep the schedule of the vacation home because I would want to open it up to my family. But I obviously would get priority dates.
Of course.
Because I'm paying for the motherfucker.
Of course.
But, you know, it shouldn't sit empty, so then she could manage the schedule of the vacation home.
Of course.
And bringing in people to clean it.
Of course.
And stocking
my
fridge. Okay, maybe that's taken.
Where would you have your vacation home?
Oh, Kellogg for the winter.
Okay. You have multiple vacation homes?
Oh, yeah. And then on a river in Montana somewhere, most likely.
Sure.
But if I had to, like, tangible within the next 5 years, on the St. Joe River.
So you have multiple vacation homes planned out based upon short and medium and long-term goals?
Yes.
Wow. I, like, don't have those type of goals. I, like, know I should probably go grocery shopping on Sunday, and I haven't looked farther than that.
Oh, my God. So, my girlfriend is in love. My fiancé?
Your fiancé.
My fiancé. She hates it when I say that way.
Fiancé.
So, anyhow, she discovered that Walmart is competing with Amazon.
Okay.
So, you can actually order all your Walmart groceries online.
Okay.
And say, "Hey, I'm leaving the house." And they're like, "Okay. Well, she did it at midnight last night. She left the house at around 4.
In the morning?
No, in the afternoon.
Okay.
Said, hey, because they said your groceries are ready. She said, okay, I'm leaving the house. She pulls up, doesn't have to text anybody, and somebody wheels her groceries out and loads them in the car.
How do they know it's her car?
Because it was geofenced, and I don't know. I mean, they checked.
Geofenced?
Well, you know, like, they knew she was there based on the app saying she was there. But, anyhow.
We're going to lose to the robots. I just want everyone
to
know.
But she's in love. She's like, this is the new way of grocery shopping.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, and it didn't cost her any more money. In fact, if you live in Pullman, they will deliver it for an extra fee.
How much of a fee? Like $5 or like $20?
Like Uber-ish fee. So $5 to $10. Which you pick it out online, they bring it to your house. Like, what the fuck? That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So anyhow.
So I maybe need to look into that before I commit to grocery shopping on Sunday.
Yeah. What? Because then you could grocery shop, like, Saturday night. And even if you didn't want to pay the extra $10, you could just drive in and have it loaded in your car. And if they don't have the product, they'll swap it out and tell you what they've swapped for. Yeah. They didn't have sweet potatoes this time, which was weird, but, yeah.
I do love myself a good sweet potato.
I mean, I love them, but I was, like, the Whole 30 for a while.
Uh-huh.
Didn't last long. I fucking hate the Whole 30.
Uh-huh.
But I got sweet potatoed out on that. But
really?
Yeah, but now I'm back to liking them.
Oh, man, I can go to town on sweet potato fries, sweet potato tater tots, just sweet potato with a little
sweet
bit of butter.
With
little
egg and cheese. Ugh.
I was going to say a little bit of butter, a little bit of brown sugar.
No, salty and sweet. You got to do the eggs, just like you would do a hash brown.
I feel like next time we podcast, maybe you do dinner and that's what we do.
I will. I'll do that.
Not
assuming
that
Walmart has this.
Come on, Walmart. Don't fuck this up for me.
Well, we still have to stop at a second grocery store for some other things. But yeah, so far she's like massively in love.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to people that actually, like, live in big cities where you can do Amazon and they, like, drone shit to your house.
I know. I mean, I used to do grocery shopping, and I don't live in a big area, from Amazon. Most of my grocery shopping, dry goods. But you do end up paying more.
Yeah.
But it was just so convenient to have a box on your front porch. But the Walmart thing kind of takes the Amazon price out of it. You know? So it's
game changer.
Yeah. I was in Seattle.
Yeah. How was it?
It's a motherfucking nightmare.
It really is aggressive.
It's aggressive. I fucking hate Seattle. But I have learned how to drive in Seattle.
Good work.
And I embrace this wholeheartedly.
Quick question. Are you driving your vehicle, which is a stick, in Seattle?
Yes.
I just wanted to, like, for people who don't know, get the whole picture. Because I can drive a stick, but I do not like driving in Seattle and would do a lot to avoid driving. Like, I would actually pick roads to go down instead of up, so I didn't get stopped at lights.
Yeah, there
on
was
those
some
hills.
Intense hills.
I mean, I don't think they're legal anymore to have that steep of hills anymore.
I don't
but
think so. And at some points, my mom was like, holy fuck, are we going to fall backwards? And I'm like, I hope not. But
always the optimist.
But, I mean, I drive a four-wheel drive. It's a cool car. But
it's a cool car.
It's a cool car.
But it's a stick, to give you full credit for your driving in Seattle.
But, yeah, I mean, it's not a rich man's car. And so, I have learned that the key to driving in a big city is it's just one big, large game of chicken.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Tell you more. So the person with the shittiest car is always going to win. And it's great.
It's funny because it's true.
I know this. Teslas, they won't fuck. They'll let you in any lane. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do this. Like, please, 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 sir, come on in. Like, because they don't want to play
chicken. It's after you.
Yeah, but I ran into a BMW dick this last time.
What happened?
Okay, so I bricked my phone fly fishing.
You broke your phone.
Bricked your phone. It means it wouldn't turn on. So I was fly fishing, and it got wet. Well within the fucking IP rating, which is 3 feet for 30 fucking minutes, but it killed my phone. So I was out without a phone for 3 days.
Okay, and did I not tell you the last time we were fly fishing that I thought it was very
those
ballsy
ones
that you were in the water?
And I was
in the
so
river with your
casual,
phone.
Even when you said that, I was like, oh, it's an iPhone X.
Right? I remember it, and I was like, oh,
those
shit.
I'm just in a loop.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to
in a motherfucking
you.
Loop.
I'm so sorry.
I was out without a phone for 3 days. Now, mind you, I have an Apple Watch. I have, you know, an Apple computer, so it's not like, I mean, I wasn't getting all my text messages. And the Apple Watch is less than reliable on phone calls.
Who knew?
But, like, I was getting, like, half the information, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I
yeah.
couldn't get my email unless I was on my laptop because I have two-factor authentication. So I couldn't log in at Apple and get my email. Like, I was fucked. And so anyhow, I was So anyhow, I'm on my way to the Apple store.
Okay.
I'll tell you the Apple fight after this. But I'm on my way to the Apple store. And it's in a ritzy part of town.
Of course.
And I'm driving, and this BMW, I needed to get over. But it wasn't like a dick over. It was like a well-within, respectful time over. And he didn't want to let me over.
Sure.
To the point where normally I just claim the lane.
Sure.
People are like, oh, yeah, okay. I claim the lane. He sped up. He thought I was going to give in. And I'm like, no, motherfucker. My car's worth one tire of yours. Let's do this. And you're behind me. You run into me. It's your motherfucking fault. Like, and then, oh, man.
It was all go.
It was all go. He was this far from hitting me. Oh, yeah. And so anyhow, I thought he was going to follow me into the Apple store and beat the shit out of me.
Did he?
He followed me for a while, and then he turned off at some ritzy store, and he was mad. He was mad. But the cool thing is, like, I feel like I have this unfair advantage. Like, they don't know what the they don't know what's going to hit them. Because it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's do this. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not a dick driver. You know, I'm like zippering. You know, you go, I go,
course,
you go, I
course.
Go.
Of course. There's rules. I mean? We're following rules.
I don't run to the end of the line and skip 10 cars. No, don't do that. You know what I mean? But if I'm like confused and need to get over, I get over. If somebody else is confused and needs to get over, I'll let them over. You know, it's a yin and yang thing.
It's a give and a take.
It is. But that motherfucker
was having it out.
I think he's going to have flashbacks of that. Because he was convinced that I was not going to do shit. And, like, we were probably, oh, it was so close. It was so close. Yeah.
But you won because he slammed on the brakes.
I won. He's a motherfucking pussy.
Ah! I mean, he quit.
Not only did he have to slam on the brakes, he had to slam on and then, like,
For the record, there was hand motions involved in that. The car had to come behind you. Just for our listeners who are missing the visual.
So the fucking BMW driving douche poodle could go to some name brand fucking store next to the Apple store. So anyhow, I ruined my phone. I didn't ruin my phone. The IP rating failed. I swear to God. Because I had my old phone for 11 months, had it in that situation over and over and over again, as you saw.
That's true.
And nothing happened. This phone gets ruined while I'm fly fishing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, IP rating failed. And I knew that Apple has a zero tolerance water damage thing. This one was still within manufacturer warranty because they had just swapped out my phone. And I'm like, dude, you swapped me out for a phone. Didn't work. Like, I don't know what happened. I can't explain it, but that other phone has been in there like 10 times and nothing's happened. And this phone was in there once and it's dead. I still own like $600 on the phone. So, like, I don't want to buy another phone.
Nobody
still
wants to do that.
Pay on my broken phone. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take this. Because when I ordered the phone, the ordering experience was so awful. And given my job, I can find people's email schemes. So the ordering experience was so awful, and I almost didn't get the phone. I emailed Tim Cook, and I told him how I felt.
Sure.
And it got through, and he sent me to his executive relations people. I get a phone. This is the day I was supposed to get a phone. So anyhow, I was like, I'm not going to fuck around with Apple technical support because they're just going to be like, yeah, water damage to you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to reach out to my buddies. So I reached out to Apple Executive, and she dicked me around for 2 days. I'm in line. Finally, the third day, I'm about ready to crack. Like, I'm texting you on my mom's phone.
I mean, it was crazy. I think I communicated you with 3 or 4 different numbers, and it was always like, new number, who is? I felt like an asshole because I was like pretty sure.
And then the phone, my mom's phone, I was like, this is Re. And then it would always change it to the. So yeah. This is the, the, the.
And I was like, what is that? This person is a crazy stutter and I have no idea who it is.
And so anyhow, I finally give up. I'm like, I've lost my touch. Like, I can take it to Apple execs. I can take it to any exec I want. I have a free washer and dryer because of that. Like, a brand new washer and dryer. Like,
I feel like I need to get you on some tasks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can fuck with some executives and I can tell them what's wrong. And so anyhow, but this fight was just so hard and I almost gave up. So I'm standing in line after a 3-day fight, already one genius appointment where I stormed out of. And I'm standing in line waiting to buy the new goddamn phone. Because at this point, I'm lost. Gotta buy the phone. I was gonna buy every protection under the sun for it. I was gonna have to pay another $70 a month for a fucking phone. And so I'm like, okay, So I show up at Apple. I'm like, I need to buy a phone. They're like, okay, let me put you in a queue. I had to wait 15 minutes. Finally, the bitch that I was working with, I shouldn't have said a bitch. She was really bitchy, though.
That's fine.
Okay. She was really mean. She is like, she calls me while I'm waiting within the 15-minute window to buy that new goddamn phone. And she goes, well, yeah, we don't cover water damage. And so I argued with her on, like, you had me come do it, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, fine, I'll add in a code to your account and we'll swap out the phone. I was within 15 minutes of having to buy a new one. Yeah, I fought the fight.
You won the fight.
I won the
fight. You're winning fights left and right.
But that took a longer win. Normally, I'm quicker. I am quicker. Like, I can get what I want when I want. Yeah. I name the turns. The terms. That one was hard.
I'm the type of person that I get cut off in line for, like, a drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
There's a specific drive-thru that perhaps you know of in the town that we work, where the drive-thru is so disproportionately that you can get, like, one or two cars in, and then
motherfucking Starbucks.
No, the other one.
Cougar Country.
Yes. And you're blocking the road, and I'm stopped waiting to turn left. This joker is coming from the other way, swoops in.
Oh.
So I went into the store, glare, arms crossed, the whole time I walked in front of him, I was doing one of these. And then I ordered my food, and then when I walked out and he was still waiting, I was like, what now? Just milkshake food. I like me now. And then I get in my car, he starts going, I gotta throw that bitch in reverse so I cut him off so I can leave the parking lot first. That's how I handle my fights. And the fights was in air quotes. You missed it because you're listening. But I don't, and that's like the most aggressive, you know, with some 19-year-old kid that cut me off.
I'll be mean to an executive in legal speak from a solid standpoint. Like, I will have my shit in a row. And I'm not being mean. I'm just like, yeah, but I had shitty customer service. Let's talk about this. Like, I think it's important that your boss know that you guys are turning away, you know, revenue. Like, this bothers me because, you know, as a potential investor in your company,
I want to give you a phone. Yeah. I'm giving you a phone right now.
Yeah, and so anyhow, but normally I'm on fucking point. But Apple was so hard this time. So hard. I almost gave up. I was 15 minutes from buying a new phone.
Here's my question. My watch has this little scratch.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Really?
I did that the day after I got it.
You don't think they're going to help me out with this?
Not unless you want to pay $200. Did you buy Apple Care for it?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Did you pay an extra $200 when you bought it?
That's a really good...
If you have Apple Care, I think they'll replace the screen for $100.
Just $100?
Yeah. But otherwise, you know, you probably have it on payroll deduct.
I do.
So just wait 6 months and go buy the brand new one. Sell that one.
That feels like a lot of work.
Nah.
All right.
I used to sell Apple iPhones when the new one came out, and I would be standing in AT&T, and I'd be, like, selling my iPhone, and I would make AT&T switch the data. I'm a hustler. Like, dollar bills, y'all.
I'm such a not a hustler, and I'm, like, intimidated by your level of hustle.
I mean, I kind of have a reputation around my family, but, you know, yeah.
Well, now to the world.
Yep, to the world, yes. All right, we're going to play a game.
Okay, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
All right.
I'm willing to be made a fool of.
Okay, first. So I thought it'd be fun to play a trivia game. So I thought that we would each prepare 5 questions that we feel we confidently
know
the answer.
We're on the same goddamn trivia team.
True.
And my job when I go to trivia is to run up the alcohol bill. And your job when we go to trivia is to answer motherfucking history questions. And there's never motherfucking history questions.
I know.
Like, so we both fail the team equally.
But I think we're really fun people to be around.
Anyway,
we bring other things.
I've never claimed to be smart. I am street smart. I'm not motherfucking book smart. That's my disclaimer.
I mean, I really like guessing, and sometimes I do, like, hurt the team when I confidently guess too confidently, and then I talk someone out of a right answer.
If the answer is ever motherfucking crater-like, I will be on point.
I think you've gotten that right one.
No, I always go the wrong, like, Lake Pondere instead of crater-like.
We're going to get there one day. Yeah. All right.
I'm first allow question. You to my knowledge.
I first fell in love with the movie Speed as a kid. Sandra Bullock is a badass. Keanu Reeves plays Jack. What is his job?
He's an FBI agent.
No! What the fuck is he? He's a bomb squad.
Oh, my next one was bus driver.
I mean, I feel confident you've at least seen the movie.
Wait, does the bomb squad guy work for the FBI?
No, he works for the city.
Fuck. Okay, it's my turn. We're going to go every other one here.
Okay.
Recently, you went fly fishing.
Yes.
Name two types of trout.
There's a rainbow trout, and there's a... there's...
Come on, just give me a second one.
I read the board of all the types of trout.
Mm. We don't have a photographic memory.
Nope. There was one, and it kind of... I thought you caught one with the speckles all on the right side. And
the red jaw. Yeah, yeah.
I want to call that a... Clovis.
I'm going to give you, quarter credit. It's a cutthroat.
Cutthroat! Motherfucker! Okay, hang on. I think that's actually what I come up with. Rainbow trout.
Okay.
Trout.
Brown trout.
Brown. I could have just picked the fucking color. God damn it. All right.
Okay. Let's see.
Alexander Hamilton died in a duel. Who shot him?
Abraham Lincoln.
I don't fucking know. Okay, first off, Alexander Hamilton was the first treasury we had, Secretary of Treasury. He kicked it with George Washington, our first president.
Wait, was Abe the second?
16th.
Motherfucker.
You're like,
he was the 16th?
Yeah.
He's by far the most famous.
Okay, but you're literally going from the Civil War in 1868 to the Revolutionary War of 1700. You're 100 years off.
I wondered.
Aaron Burr.
Who the fuck was that?
He was running for vice president of the world.
But did Hamilton win?
No, he was shot and died.
So the other guy won.
Yes. Alexander Hamilton allegedly shot into the air. It depends who you ask, but largely there was another election, and what happened is if you win, the first place runner becomes president, the second place runner becomes vice president.
Can we go back to this system?
What would have happened, if that had happened now and we hadn't changed the law, you, instead of having dual tickets, you would have had Trump as president and you'd have Hillary Clinton as vice president.
Nice. That would be kind of fun to watch.
It would be...
funner than this bullshit.
It's why people keep shooting each other. So you had Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton on the same political party, and you had Alexander Hamilton endorse the other political party, being like, I don't agree with Madison stands for something, but at least he stands for something, so fuck off Aaron Burr. And Aaron Burr didn't quite appreciate that and challenged him to a duel.
Yeah.
But they've been, like, rivals for a very long time, and there's lots of things. Hamilton's a phenomenal musical, and I would say that you would also love to check it out. It's so great. Everyone else has listened to
it. Can you stream it?
Yeah! It's, like, on Spotify, I'm sure.
Okay.
Anyways.
When replacing a starter in a car, what should you disconnect?
The battery.
What the fuck?
Yeah, because otherwise you don't get electrocuted.
No.
Oh.
You won't get electrocuted.
I'm still right!
You have a chance of blowing up the starter or the alternator or whatever.
Too much power.
You won't get electrocuted.
Okay, but that's
right. That right. I thought you were going to freaking struggle. For all of you keeping track at home, it's 1-0, Tamara.
Julia Roberts is awesome in the movie Notting Hill. Notting Hill is a neighborhood in what city?
London.
You're so good.
London, motherfucking one!
You're so good. All right.
Okay. You just recently went fly fishing?
Yes.
Name three types of fly fishing flies.
Okay, so there's a dry fly?
No. Specific names.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Actually, let's go with that one. Let's see if you can do just the broad stroke flies.
Oh. Okay, so there was a Montana Happy Meal?
That's a rig set up.
God damn. How many did I have to name?
Three.
Okay, so I've already, out a point. Okay, so there was dry flies, and there was subsurface?
Yes, I'm gonna give you 2 points, which are nymphs, yes. Okay, what is the third type?
Lures.
No.
That's what the other guy had?
No.
The guy with the, down the way, and he had... No, okay.
Streamers. But I was looking for more specific, like, woolly booger, blue-winged olive...
I would have only known Willy Booger because that's the present I got from you. I couldn't have named another.
Yeah, you failed. 1-1.
But for the record, I named some things that sounded...
You got the subsurface dry fly, so I'm actually happy.
Thank you. I was trying very hard. Okay. There are 13 stripes and 50 stars on the American flag. Why?
Oh, the 13 stripes are like colonies, and the stars are the amount of states.
You're so good.
My brother just told me that a while ago.
Are you serious?
Because my niece asked. I took notes. She's 8.
Damn.
What?
So that's another point for you.
Yeah, 2-1.
Rhiannon. Yeah.
What does the oil in your car do?
The oil in your car helps lubricate the pistons of your engine.
I'm going to give you broad strokes. Helps lubricate or does lubricate? And we can split hairs over that. What would happen if you didn't have oil in your car?
It gets hot and it maybe explodes.
Maybe explodes? Would explode.
Good.
Okay. All right. 2-2.
Yes. All right. Star Wars is one of my favorite movies.
Motherfucker.
Who are the rebel scum fighting against?
The Dark Lord.
It's not Harry Potter.
Darth Vader?
Sure.
Stormtroopers.
Good.
What?
Chewbacca. Is there... Chewbacca's a good guy! What is the name of the big... So you have the rebels fighting...
The Sith Lords.
So there are Jedi and there are the Sith, but what's the big bad, like, government name? The second movie is called...
No, I've never...
It Strikes Back.
It's Empire.
I'm not giving it to you.
I've never seen one.
Clearly didn't even
know. No, I've seen one in its entirety, and it was the one where they were, like, going through that desert city, and they were racing on those floaty things.
Sure. So probably Tatooine, which is where Luke grew up.
But I've never even seen the original one.
But the Empire, they're the bad guys.
Well, but so is Darth Vader.
Yeah, but he's just a member of the... Anyways, I say no points.
Okay.
What's your last question?
What's the first rule of survival?
If I'm in the woods?
What is it, like, I mean, channel your inner Bear Grylls. What does he say?
I think he would say, he would say, I think the quickest thing that's going to kill you is going to be hypothermia. So I think he'd say either stay warm or stay dry.
No, water source.
Find water, but you could live without water for like...
A day, maybe 2-7 at most.
I feel like you could freeze to death faster.
I mean, we might have to fact check this for the next episode, but I'm pretty sure it's find a water source. Or have a water plan.
Fair.
Yeah.
I just feel like if I'm going to go into wilderness and die quickly... Perhaps if I went to go fly fishing and probably waded deeper than my boots and was just halfway in water, hypothermia is what I would be more concerned about than not being able to find a water
Maybe
source.
Maybe it's fire. Maybe I shouldn't have asked the question.
Fire?
Maybe build a fire.
Oh, build a fire.
That would fix
for warmth.
Yeah, but I think it's water. We're going to call it 2-2 still.
2-2 question mark.
Yeah. We might have I might give you one more point next podcast. I'm pretty fucking certain it was water source.
I didn't mean, and this is actually a problem that has happened to me. I guess I came home from elementary school and I told my mom, Mom, I'm so proud. I got missed a point on a test and I went back and I talked to my teacher and she gave me that point back. And she was like... Yes, but you're wrong. And I was like, yes, but I got my point back. I talked my third grade teacher into giving me a point back.
That's my Apple approach.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Can I have the email of your principal, please?
Yes. I'm going to send this up the chain. Doctor, you're a supervisor. Let me get on a chair so we're at the same level.
Go angry white woman in a hurry.
I just feel like as a child I shouldn't have talked back so aggressively
teacher. I think that was a positive quality that your mom shot down.
Interesting.
If you hadn't have, like, if you kept fostering that quality, you might have a free washer and dryer.
I mean, just missed opportunities abound.
Yep.
Well, next time. Okay, so I'm going to trust you.
Don't
to
you have another question?
I thought I went first. I think we're done. Yeah, that's all fine.
It's high. Unless the first rule of survival is to stay warm and dry. I don't think it is, because it's not build a shelter. We will find out and let you know this next
week. Okay, podcast. But my question is, are you using Bear Grylls as the...
Yes, he eats his own, like...
Actually, I don't want to upset you, but I actually heard that he actually stays in a hotel and doesn't
stay out there. And his crew gives him food.
Yeah. And not that I want him to die in the wilderness, but I just feel like...
Let's see if I can get it. First rule of survival. Oh, the internet is slow back here. Not like we're possibly... Oh, well, that must be a movie. What is the first... Okay.
I like that we're also going to another podcast for the answer.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a quick answer. A breathe, shelter, eat, and drink. So that didn't really answer it. Well, yeah, I'll have to do further research.
You're going to have to do some additional
Googling. We're going to consider Bear Grylls the end-all be-all on the answer.
I mean, I feel like I can allow it, but I also feel like there's dumb stuff he does that I potentially, if I were surviving, would not do it.
Yeah, I would need a snake or...
No! I would run from a snake! I hate snakes.
I hate snakes. My brother hates snakes.
I saw a little snake the other day. It was maybe, like, the size of a pencil, and it scared me.
I was working out at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah?
And I go back into the woods until now there's a homeless man there. And
I think
like,
there
scared.
Might be a homeless man.
I'm scared I'm going to get murdered. So, I was walking back there, and there was, like, a garden snake. I almost stepped on the mark.
That was, like, a foot and a half hand gesture, to be clear, for those
when I was land paddling earlier in the summer, I ran over a baby snake.
Did you feel bad?
No.
I would feel so bad, because, you know, he's a baby, but he's a baby. He can't hurt me.
I mean, I couldn't swerve. I did the best I could.
I feel like it does typically, I actually... don't feel as bad for baby animals, even if the adult animals can kill me. Like, have you seen a baby stingray?
Oh,
like little smiley faces, and they're like little, and they're kind of see through. Have you not seen this?
No.
Oh my god, we're googling it after this. It will change your life.
And a stingray, to be clear, is what killed the I'm gonna touch it guy. What is that guy? Steve Irwin.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. See history.
I will give you that as history.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Well, this has been
Downhill Fast.
I'm Rhiannon.
I'm Tamara.
T-Money.